killing two people in the capital city, Kiev. A vigil was held in Texas last night to remember those lost in last week's devastating flash floods. The death toll stands at 120, with at least 160 other people still missing. Crews and volunteers are continuing to search along the Guadalupe River. Measles cases in the U.S. are at their highest in more than three decades. The CDC says 18 states have had outbreaks this year. SRN News.
Are you searching for good, conservative, theologically sound Bible books, commentaries, and teaching materials? Conservative Theological University has about 6,000 titles and about 120,000 volumes available. Shop today at conservative.edu. Scroll down to Bookstore, browse, and place your order today. That's conservative.edu and scroll to Bookstore. Thanks for tuning in to Let's Face the Issues with Dr. Gene A. Youngblood. Since 2015, Dr. Youngblood has taken scores of questions and comments on the challenging issues of the day, with the goal of motivating and informing listeners to examine the issues from a central biblicist worldview. Currently, this broadcast is heard on three regional stations in Florida and Georgia. Dr. Youngblood's expository preaching is also heard on these three stations in Jacksonville, Florida, St. Augustine, Florida, and Brunswick, Georgia. Now there's a great opportunity to expand this vital ministry to other cities. Your help is needed to accomplish this mission. Your support in any amount is crucial to take the next step in sharing God's truth in a relevant, lively, and timely way. Thanks for your willingness to support this broadcast as we prepare to face the issues on a broader scale. Please go to fcbcatjax.com or to send your best gift to First Conservative Baptist Church, 12021 Old St. Augustine Road, Jacksonville, Florida, 32258. Attention Radio. Let's Face the Issues with Dr. Gene A. Youngblood is brought to you by First Conservative Baptist Church. Now let's get back to Let's Face the Issues with Dr. Gene A. Youngblood.
Ladies and gentlemen, we're delighted that you've joined us today. Looking forward to your dialogue and discussion as we face the issues. We're talking about an issue today that's multiple in numbers, news, and what we should know. I'm talking about from the Christian conservative patriot standpoint. It's not just news in general. It's not just the, as I said a little earlier in the monologue, it's not just news about the newest shoes you need to buy. It's not just news about the newest recreational equipment that is out there. I'm talking about real news, news that affects our nation, that affects Christians, conservatives, and patriots. What is it that's taking place? What are some of the top news items? I've just simply outlined it as the Supreme Court's decision about the state of Florida, that we cannot enforce our own laws about immigration and who is coming in, illegal and otherwise. We're talking about the fact that the flooding is taking place, and we'll get back to that in a moment. Flooding's taking place basically all over America and other places. Ladies and gentlemen, I'm looking at a headline, houses washed down the river, life-threatening flash flooding hits New Mexico, evacuation orders the nine effect across multiple areas, emergency crews are overwhelmed, responding to numerous 9/11 calling, reporting residents trapped in houses, vehicles swept away, buildings collapsing. That's headline news about New Mexico. We've seen news for the past several days since July the 4th of what has taken place in Texas with the major flooding. We're going to be talking about also other issues. Should conservatives and Christians be concerned that all of a sudden they say there's no Epstein files? Pam Bondi just said a few weeks ago that those files are on her desk and they're going through them. And now all of a sudden she says there's no Epstein files. Who's right and who's wrong? Who is being sequestered? Whose names are being protected? Those are the questions I have. And if so, should we be concerned? From the Christian standpoint, should we be able to trust what's happening in our government? I'm not trying to cast doubt on Pam Bondi or on President Trump. I'm just wondering what has taken place. It's a tectonic change someplace has taken place. Shouldn't conservatives and Christians be concerned about that? Will we ever know the truth behind the Biden auto pen presidency. Should we be concerned about it? What does it connote if Joe Biden was not really running the show? If Joe Biden was never really acting as president? What if he was what is called a Manchurian president? Other things we need to talk about. What about the IRS just changing its regs and saying that now preachers, Christians, can talk about political issues in the church? Wow. I've never stopped. But yet we've had multiple pastors across the nation that's silent on issues because of that. Do you believe that Christians are being discriminated against and persecuted in America? I've got a whole list to answer that question. It's unequivocally yes. Yes, when you have schools that say that parents cannot opt out of the LGBTQ sodomite agenda, when you have parents that are called domestic terrorists because of challenging the school boards, and I could go on and on and on. Yes, Christians are being discriminated against, prosecuted and persecuted even today. Ladies and gentlemen, one other brief article before we take our next caller. I'm looking at the article. Breaking news. Life-threatening flood emergency is unfolding in New Mexico as rivers surge 20 feet and 30 multiple residents are trapped in homes as they're being washed away. At this time, the National Weather Service has issued the life-threatening flash flood emergency in New Mexico as powerful thunderstorms have caused river levels to surge at alarming 20 feet in 30 minutes. Evacuation orders are in effect across multiple areas. Emergency crews are overwhelmed responding to the 911 calls, reporting residents that are trapped in their homes, vehicles swept away, buildings collapsing and being washed downstream. Power outages also have been reported across several roads that are completely cut off due to the debris and rising water. Authorities are urging everyone in the affected area to evacuate immediately and move to higher grounds. This is a life-threatening or death situation, and delay could prove fatal for anyone. The article continues. But ladies and gentlemen, it goes back to the statement that we're witnessing a tectonic change in weather. It's not because of climate change. It's not because of weather conditions that God is sending, in my most humble opinion. It's man-made, catastrophic events that are taking place, costing hundreds and hundreds and hundreds of lives. They've had already about 860 rescues in Texas, for example. I think it's about 120, 124 deaths. I think there's still about 160 people, the best of their knowledge, that's still missing in Texas alone. And right now in Chicago, right now in North Carolina, right now up and down the seaboard, eastern seaboard, in South Carolina, North Carolina, and parts of Georgia, we find major, major, major rain and some places extreme flooding. Now, I know that these gurus that say it's climate change that they're blaming it on, they're still wanting to introduce major legislation to compel citizens to bow and bend under so-called climate change, and it's because we have those human beings that are creating the climate change. I believe we have Lily on the line. Lily, go with the question, comment, please.
Thank you very much, Dr. Youngblood. God bless you for what you're doing. I am saying it again, that humanity's main problem is covetousness, envy, and greed. Who has given the permission or turned a blind eye so that China could buy up or agriculture, buy up so much of it, and be running pharmacies in the country, doing things like that? Who is behind it? We have people, traitors, I have to say, traitors in high places in this country who have sold out the future of America for greed, for money. And America is in big trouble. As believers, we need to realize it, because now this feeding of the clouds is something. When I was growing up as a young person, I'm in the mid-80s now, and growing up as a young person in Jamaica, it was tried somewhere there. I don't know if it's in the 50s or it was tried out And the catastrophe that resulted, Jamaica learned to know that it was a dangerous thing. And so far, I have never heard of them doing it anymore. So for them to have permission doing things like that, and it come out of greed, why can't we wait on God's timing to send us rain? That's a normal thing to do. So to chemically induce, you know, this, I verily believe that the problem we're dealing with now could be coming from that. And, you know, it's really, really serious. Believers, you really have to just turn to God, because America, the whole plan has been to destroy America, to bring it down. Globalism can't handle a strong America, because America is not going to give up its sovereignty to globalism. There is Islam, the Islam radical. Right now, the Islamic population are staged, looking forward to the time when they will control the Congress, control our government, control America. That's where we are. And we know what Islam represents. Islam represents convert or die.
Yes.
A culture of death.
And Lily, if I could jump in for just a moment and expand some of the things you're saying, a good illustration of what is taking place in America today, and it's a demonic scenario, is that we find an open embracing of socialism, communism, and Marxism, and throw them all in one bushel basket, and you find the same thing, where there's the mindset that somehow, some way, if you take away from those that are working, give to those that are sitting and doing nothing, that you'll have a utopian society. And an evidence, a good clear evidence of that, that it is being embraced by society, is the supermajority of the 52.6% vote of the Islamic jihadists that's running for mayor in New York City. And those that voted for him, he brags about the fact they were elitist, wealthy, educated white women that voted for him for the majority. And right now, you're finding more and more of the socialist, Marxist, communist Democrats that are lining up behind him, or at least are unwilling to condemn what he's saying that he wants to do. I won't go through all of the litany of some of his claims of what he wants to do, but you look at it very simply and you see that it's a socialist, Marxist agenda, happened to be carried out by an Islamic jihadist that is absolutely adamantly opposed to the survivability of the nation of Israel. He's anti-Semitic, he's anti-rule of law, he's anti-constitution, and yet he was voted 52.6%. We're headed down the road, as you alluded to, of having a nation that is basically run by, controlled by the Islamic jihadist. And the thing that I put a footnote on that, and then let you wrap up your thoughts. In 2009, the demographer said that by 2050, America would be controlled by Islamic control. We're on the fast track for that. It seems that our leaders and the feds and every area of government, all of those in the U.S. House and the Senate, they're totally oblivious to the reality of what we see taking place. And it's taking place incrementally. In my book that was published about 5 or 6 years ago, Is Islam Tolerant, 25 chapters, almost 400 pages, and I talk about the fact when Islam gets between 2 and 6% in any city, any state, any nation, they rise up to take control. We're on the fast track of witnessing that taking place in America today. Wrap up your thoughts, Miss Lily.
It's greed, looking at what people have and getting control of it. They're not telling you that they want to take away what you have, but that's what they're working to in subtle ways. Pretend like they're looking out for the poor, and they treat it and give them. Our big mistake is allowing socialist, communist to take over our education system and
yes,
manipulate the minds of our young people, telling them how wonderful socialism
and Lily, one of the things we need to recognize, and the note that we need to end on, is that as Christians, as conservatives, as patriots, we need to recognize it. We need to stand up and be salt and light in a decaying, dying society while we yet have opportunity to do so. But our time is up. But Lily, thank you so much for your call today, and God bless you as we keep looking up. I believe Derby is on the line. Derby, go ahead with the question. A comment, please.
Yes, I would like to talk about the recently announced investigation by the FBI on Brennan and Comey. Well, to announce an investigation means nothing. What I want is the results of the investigation. We've had so many investigations, 9/11, Benghazi, Kennedy, you name it, and nothing happens because of the investigation. Nobody goes to jail. Nobody's punished. So don't tell me you're going to do an investigation. Tell me we did it, and this is what we found out. That's what I want to hear from Pam Bondi and Bongino and Patel. Hello?
Derby, you still there?
Yes.
All of a sudden, my headset cut out. I didn't hear you. I'm looking at, and it's kind of an extension to what you just said, as I could understand it. Here's an article that says, Mark Elias led the group guided Illinois and anti-Trump litigation documents revealed. So going back to the big picture, if you're talking about Brennan and Comey and what they did, we all know. We know that it was all fixed. We know it was rigged. We know it was a lie. We know that the Steele dossier was fabricated and bought and paid for by the DNC and Hillary Clinton. We all have recognized that. We all knew that. But the courts were not allowing any hearings on that. The courts were not taking a stand on truth. The courts, even as today, refusing to take a stand on the real issues that are constitutional issues. So I'm with you. I'm tired of the investigations. I'm tired of the commissions. I'm tired of saying we're going to prosecute these people, and they expend a lot of time, a lot of effort, a lot of taxpayer dollars, and then nobody goes to jail. Nobody goes to jail. Hillary Clinton should have gone to jail. Hillary Clinton should have been put in jail. But because we find that when it comes down to the conservatives and the Republicans wanting to go through the process to prosecute evil, to punish evil, then the other side, the screaming cry is, oh, it's just a revenge. They're just trying to carry out revenge, et cetera, et cetera, et cetera. And so I believe that when they scream revenge, it defangs the truth that we need to be finding and prosecuting and carrying out while we yet have opportunity to do so. And what the Democrats are doing, they're playing the long game. They're looking at it on the basis they have an intent to take over the House and the Senate and the midterm elections. And so they're wanting things to be, if you please, dragged out over the period of time so that there will not be any end results of the prosecution. Now, when it comes to Pam Bondi and Bongino and the statements and Patel, Cash Patel, in relationship to the Epstein files, I think there's a fish out of the pond somewhere. I think there's a problem where some name or some names are on that list that they're still wanting to shroud and protect. What say you?
Well, I agree with that, because all of them were very emphatic and very clear. We're going to find out about Epstein, and then nothing happens, but they find out. No, they find nothing. Mm-hmm. What's the use?
And now supposedly there are not even any files available.
Yeah, right. I don't believe that. Now, another topic that I want to address is the Supreme Court saying DeSantis cannot enforce the law about immigrants or having the police check your status and all that. Well, and they acted so quickly. The law has not been passed for but a few days, and then right away the Supreme Court makes a decision. So what about when in California they passed a law that stealing less than $900 is not a crime? That is illegal, and the Supreme Court never has said one word about that. So I think we have overrated the Supreme Court. We give them too much power. We should ignore them. They can issue any opinion, but they cannot enforce anything.
You're exactly right. One of the things, and I am 100% in agreement with what you just said, for too long, too many years, too many cases, the general public in America has been groomed into believing that the Supreme Court has the ultimate final authority, that the Supreme Court is more powerful than the other two branches of government. The three branches of the government are equal in power and authority. Supreme Court has no rulership over the legislative and the executive branches of government. They can render an opinion, But I go back to the famous old quote that I've used almost to the point of wearing out. Andrew Jackson, as president, when they issued a ruling, issued an opinion by the Supreme Court that was against what he was attempting to do, he said, "That's your opinion. Now try to enforce it." You're exactly right. The Supreme Court's opinions have no teeth in them, but right now what we've witnessed is lawfare that's out of control, where the Supreme Court Justice John Roberts, the Chief Justice, has not reined in his 673 circuit court judges, allowing the circuit courts in a small town and a small office with a small population, with a small circuit, making a ruling that controls the executive branch. That is as unconstitutional as anything on the face of the globe has ever been. And John Roberts is just now trying to call in some of that and rein it in. But I believe the, as old cliche as the bird's out of the cage, cat's out of the box, it is too late to try to control it with what has happened. One final question for you, Derby. Get your take on it. I'm looking at the headline, Baylor University receives $643,000 grant to foster the LGBTQ inclusion in our churches. Baylor University, Waco, Texas, this is subtitled, has received $643,401 grant from the Liberal Foundation to foster inclusion among LGBTQ-identified individuals in our churches. What will this do to our churches? We've already witnessed the liberal pastors with no spine, no backbone, wanting the numbers, nickels, and noses, embracing the sodomite lifestyle, and now we're finding more and more of our religious schools, colleges, universities, and Christian schools that are taking the money in order to, if you please, fill the till so that they will be bigger and badder and bigger, better, as they would call it, and it's going to water down and destroy the theology, the doctrine, the preaching, the teaching in our pulpits. Where will that lead the churches? What, in your opinion, will it redound to?
Well, my point is, didn't Trump just issue the executive order to abolish DEI? So how come they can still do it? It's not a matter of giving them money. It's a matter of putting people in jail for disobeying. Again, the FBI or the Justice Department does not punish people who break the law. And that's the problem. They talk a lot, but a lot of talk and no action.
You're exactly right.
I'm saying that to Ken Bondi and Kash Patel. They sounded great before they were confirmed.
Yeah.
But after being confirmed, they're no different. One more point I'd like to make.
Go ahead.
That about immigration. I was watching a YouTube video where President Reagan and the two Bush presidents were saying, "Oh no, but the immigrants that come here to work, they are very nice people. They are part of our community, this and that." They were advocating for illegal aliens and for educating the children of illegal aliens in the schools. Well, they are illegal, and they only want cheap labor, and the Democrats want cheap votes. It is Trump the only one who has said, "Let's think about deporting all of them. Illegal is illegal, period. I don't care if you have been here for 20 years or 2 months. Both are illegal. Both should go. Period."
Absolutely. And, Derby, to wrap up the loose ends with that, I'm looking at the article where it talks about the Supreme Court denying Florida's right to enforce the state law on illegal immigration, and it goes on to talk about the challenge went to the courts. The immigrants' rights group, the Florida Immigrant Coalition, and the advocacy group, the Farm Worker Association of Florida, the federal courts in Miami challenged the law along with those groups was two undocumented, let's put it right, illegal immigrants who could be arrested and prosecuted under the law. So two literal human beings that are here illegally were allowed to be part of a petition that the courts heard and blocked the state of Florida from being able to enforce its laws. I find it antithetical to anything that would be called constitutionality or the rule of law. We have so gotten out of the habit of looking at and recognizing what the Constitution says that it's just willy-nilly making laws and trying to enforce them. So, Derby, my bottom line is, how should we then live? Should Christians speak up? Should we, like you and I talking today, most pastors will not say this from the pulpit. Most pastors will not talk about these issues. And I think because of the last 50 to 60 years, that's been the case. We're witnessing the demise and the decline of morals, ethics, and values in our nation. So it deserves our prayer, our constant vigilance, and our constant looking up and recognizing what's taking place and prayerfully asking God to intervene. Derby, thank you so much for your call. Thank you for your words of wisdom as we've talked today. Ladies and gentlemen, that telephone number is 904-831-0917. 904-831-0917. So we talked about the U.S. Supreme Court and their decision to block the state of Florida. We've talked about the fact that the flooding in Texas and Mexico, New Mexico and Chicago and North Carolina as a result of cloud seeding. We've talked about the fact that the LGBTQ sodomite agenda now permeating our colleges and our universities. In fact, let me just expand on that just for a brief moment before we make a transition. I'm looking at a headline that says, 10 religious universities earn high marks for the LGBTQ agenda. The subtitle of the article, Faith-Based Schools Are Lining Up to LGBTQ Inclusive Values. The article begins this way. Several Christian universities have earned high marks for being gay-friendly in a new report from the Campus Pride, a nonprofit focused on making higher education more inclusive for the LGBTQ students. Ladies and gentlemen, this article is very, very clear that what we find taking place in America today is that our colleges and universities that are supposed to be religious schools, Christian schools, are now being so watered down and so weak in morals and ethics and values that they are embracing the demonic sodomite agenda in order to get more students and to have more clout and have more dollars. I believe Davis is on the line. Go over the question or comment, please.
Yeah, Doug, you know, we got cut off right at News Hour. One more thing I want to say. Isn't it kind of ironic that just when Biden come into office, China sent a plane all over and spied on our country and everything they had some dealings with?
Absolutely. In fact, it's not funny, but that spy balloon took 7 days to traverse all of the United States of America, and in each case hovering over major, major, major military installations and areas where I would call it secret information is being stored, processed for America. And then finally, after they'd gotten over the Atlantic, he says, well, it's safe now, let's just shoot it down. But also was dumb enough, stupid enough, if you want to call it that, to tell all of Americans that they did nothing. They were not spying on us.
No, no. They were looking after their own property they had money invested in.
You got it. That's exactly right. Maybe it was the Biden auto pen that gave that to answer. I don't know. But I think it deserves our prayer and constant vigilance as Christians and patriots, as conservatives in America today. Davis, thank you so much for your call, and God bless you as we keep looking up. Ladies and gentlemen, our time is about, as Little Boy says, almost collapsed for today. But I believe we need to recognize what is happening. And as Christians, the question is, should we compromise? Should we just compromise with the woke society? Should we speak up, stand up, be heard, and be seen? Should we be salt and light as God has called us to be? I believe it's time for Christians and conservatives to speak up, stand up, be salt, and be light as we have the privilege and the opportunity and the freedoms to do so today. Thank you so much for joining us today. Looking forward to meeting you next time on the air as once again we face the issues.
You have been listening to Let's Face the Issues with Dr. Gene A. Youngblood, pastor of First Conservative Baptist Church and president of Conservative Theological University, 12021 Old St. Augustine Road, Jacksonville, Florida, located 1 mile south of I-295.